Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Good day, I am Jewel Callender, MA graduate in History at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. Since the decline of the sugar industry in the 20th century, tourism became the main foreign exchange earner for Barbados. While the primary source market for tourists visiting Barbados has traditionally been Britain, there have been numerous arrivals from Latin America as well. On this day, April 7, 1950, the Barbados Advocate reported that a group consisting of 50 Venezuelans had arrived on the island the day before on a Douglas DC-4 aircraft, which could accommodate up to 86 passengers. According to the article, 600 Venezuelans had visited the island in the previous 3 months, accounting for an increase of 400 Venezuelan visitors in comparison to the same period in 1949. The newspaper noted that the Venezuelan group arrived for the Easter weekend celebrations and strolled around Bridgetown in colorful dress. Many women, the paper observed, quote, paraded Broad Street dressed in shorts and slacks. While the majority of men wore caps and light clothing, nearly everyone had a camera strapped over the shoulder, end quote. The 19th century statue of Lord Nelson was a hit for the visitors, with one visitor armed with a motion picture camera taking shots of the monument before congregating at Goddard's restaurant for lunch. The island's hotels, eager to accommodate the Spanish-speaking visitors, advertised their offerings in Spanish, and the St. Patrick Roman Catholic Church, not to be outdone, displayed their hymn sheet in Spanish. Barbados did not let slip this early association, establishing diplomatic relations with the Bolivarian Republic of Venezuela on September 25, 1969. As Minister Sandra Husbands recently observed, Venezuela was the first Latin American country, quote, to establish a resident embassy in Barbados, end quote, with the island enjoying a long-standing, friendly, and fruitful relationship with Venezuela. These diplomatic ties have, among other things, resulted in the establishment of the Venezuelan Institute of Culture and Cooperation, which has facilitated the instruction of Spanish for thousands of Barbadians for over four decades. Since the report of the arrival of visitors from Venezuela on this day, April 7, 1950, Barbados has pursued initiatives to increase visitor arrivals from Venezuela. Indeed, in October 2024, to celebrate the 55th anniversary of diplomatic relations between the two nations, Venezuela's flagship airline Conviasa operated an Airbus A340 for its direct flight to Barbados with a seating capacity of 190 passengers, thereby continuing the facilitation of tourism between Barbados and Venezuela.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.